and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me remind you that you can listen to these lessons once again if you go to one of our websites, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On the website there, you will click on the box that says Ephesians Study. And you'll be able to listen to these once again, the entire book of Ephesians as we've gone through it. Well, today we want to get back to our study in the book of Ephesians, and we're going to look at Ephesians 6:22 and move on from there. In that verse, it says, "Whom I have sent unto you." Remember, Paul was going to send Tychicus to the people at Ephesus in that church. He says, "Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts." Tychicus was not only going to go there to let the people know how Paul was doing and what he was doing, and also how that they could pray for Paul, but he was sending Tychicus also that he could comfort these people. One way he was going to be able to comfort them was to let them know about Paul, that Paul was still alive, that Paul was still winning souls, that he was still doing what God wanted him to do. Notice he says, "and that he," that's Tychicus, "might comfort your heart." Well, Paul was sending Tychicus to Ephesus to calm and comfort those of the church at Ephesus. Sometimes believers in Christ are sometimes unhappy, uncomfortable by reason of indwelling sin. Satan's temptations, the hiding of God's face, afflictions and persecutions, this sometimes will cause us to be unhappy and uncomfortable. And sometimes our own sufferings can do that, and other things as well. And it is the concern of the ministers of Christ. It is the responsibility, I believe, of the ministers of Christ to comfort those whom they can. And this would be those people who are saved to be able to be comforted. Well, the pastor's assignment is to speak comfortably to those in need of comforting. And the pastor is to be qualified for it by prayer and staying in the Word of God. Comfort comes by the preaching of the whole counsel of God, proclaiming, "Thus saith the Lord," not watering down the scriptures, not saying something that man wants to hear, but saying what God wants man to hear. The pastor should be able to say, as Paul said, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God," Acts chapter 20 and verse 27. Well, we know, of course, Jesus himself has said in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, we're thinking back now and getting back to the subject here of Tychicus. One of the things he was going to do was to comfort these people, to help them. And Jesus himself at one place in John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now, each of us need to be reminded that Jesus, who had the power to save us, also has the power to calm us when our hearts are troubled. And just as Paul sent Tychicus to the church at Ephesus, he sent him to other churches, such as the church at Colossae. And just as Paul would send Tychicus, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to give us comfort, to help us through the times of need that arises in our lives, to help us through the daily life that we live. And things are not always a bed of roses for the Christian. If someone told you that before you got saved, you certainly found out that the Christian life is not always a bed of roses. No, it is the greatest life that a person could ever live and ever have. because one day we're going to see Jesus face to face. We're going to be in heaven with him. Well, Paul sent Tychicus in Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. It says, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your state and comfort your hearts." Now, Paul was not only sending Tychicus to Ephesians, to Ephesus, he sent him to different places, and one of those places was Colossae, the church at Colossae, and he not only sent them the word that he was doing good, that Paul was doing good and still serving God, but he sent Tychicus that he would be able to help these people, to comfort them, because they evidently were having troubles. And we know that there are troubles, once again, that arise for the Christian, and people need to be comforted. And not only that, according to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 8, it says that he might know your estate. In other words, Paul wanted to also know how these people were doing. He not only wanted them to know how he was doing, he wanted to know how these churches were doing. And I believe that Paul prayed for these people in these churches. The Bible says that everything that came upon him, all the things that came up on him, once again, we've talked about him being shipwrecked. We've talked about him being in chains. But he also says included was the care of the churches. He cared for the churches. He cared for God's work. He cared for God's people. And he wanted people to be comforted. He wanted them to be able to be ambassadors for the Lord. He wanted them to be the people God wanted them to be. And one way that that would take place is to understand who they really were. And he wants us to know, that is God. He wants us to know who we really are as saved people. We have nothing to fear from the devil. The devil is going to be in the lake of fire one day. And when he's in the lake of fire, he's going to be suffering as no one has ever suffered before. But thank God, we're going to be in the joys of the Lord. We're going to be in God's presence. And we're going to see Jesus as he is. In verse 23 of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul the Apostle says, "Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, how could Paul say that all of this is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ, from God the Father? He says that he's praying for the peace. He wants them to have peace and love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. How could he do that? And we've talked about this. He was an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is an ambassador for God, and so are we. He says, "Peace to the brethren." Well, the members of the church at Ephesus had a spiritual relation to each other in that they were brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul wanted the best for the church at Ephesus, not only in spiritual matters, but I believe in outward prosperity, including as well the inward eternal peace of God that passes all understanding. Paul also wrote to the Philippian church about peace, as we read in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, where he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now we can look at these verses and those verses that I just read. And one thing that stands out to me is in verse 4 where it says, "The Lord is at hand." Well, now we can look at that. And I've heard preachers preach this, that means the Lord his coming is close. And of course, the Lord's coming is close. But I believe when we read that in the context, it says the Lord is at hand. I believe he wants us to know, God wants us to know that he's right here with us. He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And we've talked about this, how that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to indwell us, those people who are saved. And he wants us to know, just as he wanted the church at Philippi to know, that the Lord was right there with them. The Lord is at hand. It makes no difference what we're going through. Jesus Christ is there with us. He's going to help us through. I think of the Hebrews who were cast into that fiery furnace. How that back in Daniel, we see how that they were cast in. They said, if God delivers us, so be it. If he doesn't, we're still going to serve God. But as they were cast into that oven, it was looked into, and the king said, I thought we only threw three in there. I see four, and one looks like the Son of God. I've often wondered, how did he know what the Son of God looked like? I don't believe he was saved. But evidently, the Holy Spirit, whoever and whatever imparted it to him, the truth, the king, the truth, he knew the truth. He saw the Son of God. And of course, these Hebrews, we call them the three Hebrew children. That means they were young men who were cast into the fiery furnace. They would not bow the knee. They would not serve someone who was not God. They served a living and true God. And God brought them through that fire. You may be going through the fiery furnace of this world right now. You may be passing through the fire. You may be having a difficult time. I don't know what it might be. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's health. I don't know what it might be, but I want you to know, just as God was with those three Hebrews, he's with you today. He's able to give you the peace that passes all understanding. He's able to keep your heart and mind. How? Through Christ Jesus. Keep your heart and your mind upon the Lord. Let him lead and guide you. Let him give you the comfort that only he can give. Well, we're to rejoice in the Lord, and that verse in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 23 says, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in his benediction, and that's what we're looking at now, in his benediction, that's Paul's benediction, or in other words, his blessing to the church at Ephesus. Now, he's ending this chapter, and he's ending the letter to the book of Ephesians to the people at Ephesus. Paul wants the people to know that he loves them in the Lord. His love is a love of faith that comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Paul not only wants the church to know of his love for them, he also wants them to know the God of heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants them to know that they too love them as well. Jesus Christ came and gave his life for us, and we trusted him as our Lord and Savior. And once again, he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. See, Paul had earlier said in the book of Ephesians that he was thankful for these people's faith, the people at Ephesus, those people in that local church. He was thankful for their faith in Jesus, as well as their love for all saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16, 15 and 16 says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul the Apostle wanted the people of Ephesus to know his condition. He wanted them to know that he was still serving God, although he was in chains. He wanted people to know that he was still alive and he was still an ambassador for the Lord. And he wanted to know about them. He wanted to know that they were all right. And also, he wanted to commend them because he had heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and their love for all saints. Thank God that Jesus Christ came to give life, and he came to give it more abundantly. And I pray you have that eternal life today through Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.